Retiring at 65 is crazy. So says a billionaire, and we're going to tell you the three things that he says we need to think about if we're thinking about retiring early, right here on Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts.
Welcome into Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts with CPA and personal financial specialist, Phil Putney. Now let's get rolling with today's show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the podcast. Phil Putney and myself here to talk investing, finance, and retirement. Phil, it's easy if you're a billionaire to say, don't retire at 65. Work as long as you can.
Just keep working. Just keep working.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for that guy to say. But, you know, he's not wrong with his three points that we're going to talk about. And it's BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, I think, is
Larry
his name.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this little comment. We've got a show. We'll put a link into the show notes there from the article that he did with Yahoo Finance. But, you know, there's three things that are on there that he's talking about. They're not groundbreaking, but it is, if you're not in the industry, it is kind of like, well, yeah, okay, I guess that makes a lot of sense, right? Kind of deal.
Oh, yeah.
And so let's talk about it, because people do want to retire earlier because we're tired, you know, and we're kind of tired of the stress and the rat race and the rigmarole and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's worthwhile.
I think a lot of people have this mindset of 65, right? And we've kind of been drilled into our head for years.
Exactly.
That's retirement age, you know?
That's
the number, right? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about it, and then we'll get into it this week here on the podcast. Are you doing all right? Everything going well?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Good.
We are
wrapping
into
the season up here.
I was going to say, we are into what, mid-April about right now? So.
Yep. In the final week of tax season. That's right.
Mid-April already. Crazy.
It is nuts.
Moving right along. So, well, let's talk about Larry here. So he's talking about, you know, the whole, you know, 65 being that old school number, right? 62 obviously is when we can turn it on early if we want to for
Social Security. Yeah.
Full retirement age is really, for most people at this point, is probably 67. There's still some people that are, you know, 66 and some change, right? Yeah.
In 67 for most people is what Social Security defines as full retirement. I mean, they're, you know, 66 and some odd months, but I mean, as you age, as the younger generation starts to approach retirement, and younger, I mean, it's not that young. It's, you know, you're 67 is the full retirement. So most people today looking at retirement are going to be either 66 and 8-10 months or 67.
Right.
So,
right. Which, yeah. Close enough for rock and roll. You're talking 66 and, you know,
that's
10
right.
months,
that's right.
Right. But yeah, and we're going to probably talk a little bit about the fact that it is going to have to change more than likely for younger people.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's going to be a big issue. This is a mouthful here. The Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, the OASI.
OAS, yep.
Is expected to run out of money, obviously in 2033, 2034. They keep changing
number. They go through the analysis every year. So when it changes, yep.
Yeah. And if that's the case, you know, supposedly they've been making these announcements for, we've talked about it before on the show, other people talking about it, that they could drop down benefits to down around 77, 75%, somewhere in that neighborhood for Social Security. Right.
Right.
And that scares the bejesus out of people.
Yeah. I mean, if Social Security is your only source of income, yeah, you need to be conscious of it. Right. Cause it could happen. And we've talked about this many times. And I tell clients a lot of times too, as we're going through this, don't get afraid of the headlines, right? I mean, that's what they're looking for all the time is headlines. When you hear, oh, it's running out of money, get it before it goes broke. Okay, quote unquote, going broke means that the trust fund, the surplus that they've built up over the years, because they've had more people paying in than collecting, right? So they've built a surplus, is going to run out mathematically by, in this, you know, this date keeps changing. If they don't make a change, you know, and people are often thinking, okay, well, why aren't they doing something about this? And I think personally, the reason they're not is there's a lot of things they can do to fix that problem. Personally, and again, you've got to kind of form your own opinion, but everything that I've looked at with this, I think those that are at that age now, if you're in your late 60s, you know, mid to late 60s, filing or getting close to filing for Social Security, the probability of your benefit changing is, I think, pretty slim.
Yeah.
You know, younger generations, absolutely. It's got to change, you know?
Yeah. I'm curious. So, you know, I feel like for a long time, 50 and up are probably safe, but it might not be. It might be
50, yeah, maybe even back into the
55 and down, or, right, you know, or even 60 and down. You know, they could make a change. They could say, hey, if you're under 60 as of such and such date, it is going to be affected, right? And he's got these three big bullet points that, you know, basically people are living longer. Okay. Yeah. Again, not groundbreaking, but true.
Yeah.
Social Security needs fixing. again, not groundbreaking, but very true. And then the employer retirement plans are going to have to continue to grow. And this is something we've certainly been seeing with the Secure Act changes. They are putting the signals out there saying, hey, y'all, you know, slap you upside the head, start, you know, funding your own retirement, especially if you're younger.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a shift over the last 15 years away from that defined benefit pension where the companies are funding retirement into the self-funded, the 401k. I mean, most pensions out there today, if you have one at a public company, you know, or private company, or public, other than government, right, have been frozen. There's very, very few public or private companies that are offering a pension anymore just because they know it's just not viable. They can't do it.
It's not viable.
It's not a sustainable offering to their employees. The government hasn't figured that out yet, but
well, yeah,
but you know, in those pool of money, but
and even in the last 5 years, Phil, right, even since, you know, COVID, you know, and before, they started these Secure Act changes, you know, and they've been making these things to make it easier for companies to smaller companies to help people plan for retirement, for people to put money away. So we have to take advantage of it because we are living longer, to his first point. Yes. Absolutely. You know, and so you're going to have a bigger nest egg more than likely to sustain things if they, especially if they don't fix Social Security, which again was point number two. And that's the big debatable point as to what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. Various people, Nikki Haley just proposed something. There, lots of proposals go up, but we know no one's going to touch it. I mean, we're in 2024 right now. We can't even get out of our own way to fight over these two dudes trying to, you know, get back in the office and whatnot,
I know.
Let alone deal with something that's 10, maybe 8 to 10 years away.
Right.
They're gonna kick that can.
Yeah.
But do we want to sit on the sidelines and wait for them to give us some magic pill? I think the answer clearly is no.
No, right? I mean, you've got to start doing things on your own. And to your point, I mean, the Secure Act and, you know, one and two, they've started to encourage people and actually, you know, make it an opt-out now for 401ks where the employer, once you qualify, they're going to put you in the 401k, you know, and they're going to start increasing the contribution each year. Which is a good thing, right? Because
very good
most
thing.
Workers just don't contribute, you know, especially on the lower end of the wage scale, which.
Right. But they're basically having to hold our hand and say, you will do this,
right?
Because we're like, we can be like children sometimes, right? And so it's like, you're going to do this. And to your point, you have to opt out if you choose not to. So that's a big sign saying, y'all get your stuff together.
I mean, we talked, it was funny, a few podcasts ago about kind of the American retirement system versus some of these other countries. I don't know if you remember that, you know, and one of the things, we got a poor scale on there, a poor ranking on that, because we didn't have a lot of these guaranteed government benefits. Well, the pro of it from the American side is we've got a lot of options. Well, here's the option, right? You have all these options, lower taxes than a lot of these other countries. But now you've got to take that responsibility on yourself versus the other countries that have more of the, you know, guaranteed pension, Social Security type benefit that's higher. Well, you're paying a lot higher tax rates, you know. So do you want to get forced into it from a tax standpoint where the government takes a piece of it on the way in, you know, or lower taxes? Now you're taking on more responsibility is what it comes down to. And we need to, as, you know, retirees preparing for retirement, start earlier, number one. You know, and start saving more and more each year. It's one of those things, once you start, yeah, it might be a little bit difficult as you get into it, but start where you can and increase it every year. You know, especially as you get a raise, increase it. You know, just start working towards retirement, you know, saving more. So
if we're thinking, Phil, about younger people for a minute, you know, even not even thinking about folks that typically listen to our podcast that let's just say are 55 or over. You know, you're probably hopefully already have a plan in place. You're probably making the most money you ever have. So hopefully you are putting some stuff together. But if you're thinking about, you know, our listeners, maybe their kids or their grandkids, my daughter's 27, you know, you've got kids, right? Grandkids, whatever. You got to start teaching these guys some of this stuff. I mean, think about, look at all what's happening with California. They just moved this to $20 an hour out there, and companies, food companies are laying people off left and right because they can't afford it. And the food has jumped up higher. So it's this, we're in this terrible, terrible cyclical thing where we cannot seem to get out of our own way. and you're just, okay, well, how am I going to put, 15% is probably what you should start putting away for your future retirement. How am I going to do that when a hamburger costs $18?
I think that's where most people go awry with saving for retirement, is they look at something like that and say, oh,
it's not possible.
I can't do it. They give up. Okay, well, don't do that. Start at 2. Start at 3. Start somewhere. You know, get the free money. If your employer is giving you a match, start putting that in at least, and then just start increasing it each and every year, because I mean, the reality is you won't miss it. You'll figure out your budget around it, and it'll end up working in the long run.
I'll miss it, Phil. I promise you, I'll miss it. That's what somebody will say, right?
And you will. It, you know, could be, but you have to make a choice,
If you haven't seen it hit your bank account and it's just retirement? Coming out, then it definitely softens the pain, right?
Yeah. Right. So, but the living longer thing, I think, is a piece that most people are really not thinking about and think, oh yeah, but that's, you know, that's not going to be me. The reality is, I mean, Social Security comes out every year with life expectancy, and they just did the most recent one. And I think for a 65-year-old male today, it's 19. And for a female, I think it's like 23 or something of that age.
What, the percentage?
Okay. So that, years.
Oh, okay.
Life expectancy.
Oh, past that.
You know, 65 male would have another 19, so 84, gotcha. Right? So, but that's averages, and that's where everyone gets caught up, is in the average.
Right.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that play into that. I mean, if you look at somebody that is healthier, I mean, then that ups that average 20 or 30% statistically, you know, because that average is the pool of everyone. One, I think that catches a lot of people by surprise is that if you're in the top 10% of the net worth, wealthiest people in the country, and most people are thinking, oh, that's like Jeff Bezos. That's the multi, you know, billionaire.
Yeah, it's no, Elon, we're talking, right? Yeah.
You know what that number is for 2022 was like 855,000 of net worth.
Really?
Including the house.
Including the
including,
house.
Including
well, the with house prices right now, that don't take a whole lot.
The majority of people are there. If you've been planning for retirement, if you've saved something, you know, you're in those age ranges of 65, you're probably there. And if that's the case, well, then statistically, those in the top 10% of the wealth add another 6 years.
Mm, wow. You
know, so for male, we're not talking 84 now, we're talking 90. Because averages are very deceptive in many things, in investing, in life expectancy, right? So, I mean, that's the average. There's just a couple of things that if you're above the line on, you know, more than average health, you know, and more than average, you're in the top 10%. And I mean, it doesn't drop that much below the 10%. If you're in the top 20, instead of 6, it's like 5.5, right? So, I mean,
okay, it's negligible. Yeah.
It's negligible.
Yeah.
Right. So the reality is we are going to live longer and we have to plan accordingly.
Well, so to wrap it up, I mean, again, Larry made these three simple points, the great points. We'll throw the link into the article in there. What do we do? Get a freaking plan, man. Start doing something.
Number one is getting a plan, right?
I mean, run the math.
Yeah, we always say run the math. I always laugh at, you know, 65. I always say age. I got to retire at 65. Well, that, you know, age really doesn't have anything to do with retirement. Retirement is a math problem. Retirement is the ability to retire. Let's put it that way. Is the age at which you are financially able to walk away and no longer work. You know, now work becomes an option. So that's retirement. You know, it doesn't have to be 65. There are certain things that happen at 65. Medicare, right? That's the only thing really that happens at 65.
And we didn't even touch that. That could be the big animal that keeps you from even retiring early anyway, is having some medical stuff. But we'll save that for another time.
That's a whole other discussion. Yeah. But so 65, a lot of times, at least 65 is a retirement age that a lot of people will target simply from a medical standpoint, because now you have the ability to get Medicare, so it dramatically decreases your cost of medical insurance. So it just makes it more feasible. But beyond that, really, 65, it doesn't have anything to do with retirement. You know, what is retirement for you? Run the math. Have a plan. Figure out how all these pieces fit together. Do I have enough? And that's always another question that comes up is, you know, how am I doing? Do I have enough? What am I, you know, at compared to the average? Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's your math problem. I mean, I love that line.
Problem.
Yeah, retirement is not an age problem. It's a math problem. That's a great line. That's a tagline right there. Yeah.
Right.
You know, so how do you find out your math problem? You go get some math done, right? You do some math. and have a conversation. And the longer you don't do it, and again, you know, if you're already, you know, 55 or over, you may have some of this stuff already solved, or you may be working with Phil already, or whatever the case is, or an advisor. Great. But I think it's important that we really start, especially, you know, with YouTube and everything, you know, we've got the podcast out all over the place, and everybody and their brother does now. You know, get the information into somebody's hands, because you know darn well that your kids or your grandkids probably aren't going to listen to you, right? So, but you know, share that stuff kind of with them, and hopefully kind of get them educated a little bit, because it's coming, you know, and we're in a really funky spot, folks. And I think we all see it. The writing's on the wall. We got a lot of problems out there, and we've got to start trying to figure them out. And the more you put your head in the sand, the less you're going to get done. So,
right. Yeah. This is a math problem that doesn't get better.
It doesn't get better with time. Wait.
No. Yeah, it's not like fine wine that ages, right? This gets worse typically the longer you wait. So
yeah, you know, it ages like milk. So
ages like milk.
There you go. All right, folks. Well, we'll get out of here this week. Thanks for hanging out on Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Check out the shorts as we got on there as well. We got some shorts, and you can find us on audio form as well on Spotify and Apple and all that good jazz. So check it all out at philstaxhacks.com. That's philstaxhacks.com. Get on the calendar if you've got some questions, you need some help when it comes to your math problem. Reach out to Phil at 248-888-7530, 248-888-7530, and we'll see you next time here on Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts.
Phil? Investment advisory services offered through AFS Wealth Management. The content of this program is provided for informational purposes only and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Investments and/or investment strategies involve risk, including the possible loss of principal. There is no assurance that any investment strategy will achieve its objectives.